Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Great to be with you. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. That's the phone number to reach us. Again, I'm Bart Winkler, Alex's arm alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. His next update will be telling you about a Denver Nuggets win over the Oklahoma City Thunder. I've been saying I think the Thunder can wrap the series up in five. I will still say they can wrap it up in six. But there's enough about this game that I may need to reevaluate those thoughts a little bit. As the Nuggets have gone up 2-1. This was not Nikola Jokic's best performance, but they were still able to get it done. And that, I think, is a bit scary if you were a fan of the Thunder. Get into that momentarily. One thing we've been talking about today, as everybody has, is Bill Belichick. And again, I would ask you, take the age out of it with Jordan Hudson. If she was 73, like Bill is, and all of this stuff was happening the same way, wouldn't we also be curious? Maybe we'd be more curious. A young woman, maybe aspirational. I don't know. But it's just somebody that is not this. It's one thing to be in a relationship. She's all of a sudden like programming him. Do this, do that, say this, say that. It's a bit weird. And why talk about it? Well, they keep doing things that are newsworthy. And she's going to be in Miss Maine this weekend. I believe there is a swimsuit portion of this talent competition. There is a formal wear portion. There's no I was reading up on Miss Maine today. There's no talent competition. She has to do a talent. Alex, did you know that I was in a, I wouldn't call it a beauty pageant, but at my high school, we went to high school in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, so we did a Mr. Fond du Lac, and I got to be, I was voted in as a participant. I had to do a swimwear. I did. That was weird. So I wore my, I was a swimmer, so I wore, I didn't wear a Speedo, but I wore like jammer shorts. They were like tight. So I did swimwear. I did a formal where I wore a white tux, or the top was white. And then for my talent, I lip sang and did choreography to Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time. So I do have that on video, actually. Should I put that out to the world or
not? Yes.
Yeah? I mean, I dressed up like Britney Spears. And I had the schoolgirl outfit and I had the ponytails. And I had breasts, but what I did was I rolled up socks and put them in my sports bra to make boobs. And then at one point in the dance, took the sock out of my, and I threw it into the crowd. I don't know. I don't know if that would do me more harm than good. But I do have the video. It's on a VHS, and one of the early times of my, you know, testing my wife if she really wants to do this or not. We went out one night, and then I came back, and instead of being Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, I showed her the VHS of me dancing as Britney Spears, and she stuck around. So that's part of the steps into the courtship that I had. 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. We got another good game tonight. We got an overtime game. These playoffs for you, Alex, you've been enjoying them. I would think that's been pretty exciting, what we've seen up to this point. Yeah, Miss Bianca Cole. Oh, yeah, Brandon's back. All right, Alex. Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sorry, you were screening a call. I just asked you your thoughts on the playoffs up to this point and what you've been thinking with what you've been seeing in the NBA.
If the Knicks win, yeah, the Knicks series is really annoying me because I could see the comebacks from a mile away. Like, everyone was saying that their Knicks have no chance.
Are you a Knicks guy?
No, I'm a Nets guy, which is annoying
right.
even more.
It's right.
Yeah. Because the reason why is because when I watched the Celtics play the Magic, like, they were not good. The only reason why they won the series in five is because the Magic are also not good.
Yeah.
The Celtics are highly overrated in terms of how other people viewed them. Like, oh, the Celtics will destroy them. It's not even going to be close. But the Knicks,
they weren't beating anybody that's good. That was the problem there.
Who, the Knicks?
Yeah, that all season they couldn't beat anybody.
Yeah, but it's different in the playoffs. It's just a different game. I think their defense is more locked in than it ever was in the regular season because they should be a good defensive team. I know Kat, maybe not so much, but Brunson takes charges. You have Ananobi and Bridges. Josh Hart's always a pest. So, yeah, that series like is annoying the hell out of me because if I will never hear the end of it if the Knicks win the whole thing. The Thunder Nuggets is surprising me, actually. I don't think the Nuggets are necessarily massive underdogs, but I thought the Thunder could handle them in six. But their offense went insanely cold in this game. I was watching it. The Wolves are probably going to win just because Steph is out, and I just don't think the Warriors have enough. And then the Pacers, I actually thought the Pacers, before game one, I predicted the Pacers to win the series. Now, maybe not so much because now they have everyone back and Donovan Mitchell's playing the best basketball in his career. And the Cavs should have won game two. Like, that was the most... Like, if you thought the Celtics collapse was bad, I think the Cavs was worse. Like, everything that went wrong, went wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And the Pacers did that to Milwaukee, and then they did the same thing to Cleveland. And these teams, I don't know... All of a sudden, nobody can inbound the basketball in these playoffs.
Yeah, they didn't. They couldn't inbound it twice. It's crazy.
So, the Nuggets and Thunder, that went final about 7 minutes ago. Final there, Nuggets 113, Thunder 104. Jalen Williams led the way, 32 points for the Thunder. Chet had 18. Shea, he was 7 of 22.
Yeah, he was uncharacteristically bad. Both Shea and Jokic were... just shooting-wise, we're not very good. The problem with the Thunder, if... I've said that the Thunder were the favorites, or my preseason prediction was Celtics-Thunder, and I think I said the Thunder would actually win the whole thing. But the problem is they don't have a shooter that you can rely on the entire game. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of three-point shooting, it's not like they don't have players that can't shoot the three. You have Shea, you have Jalen Williams, you have Chet Holmgren. But, like, those guys and, like, Caruso or Dort, they're not known for their three-point shooting. That's not their game. And they can go ice. Like, so I'm just looking at it right now. They were 9-35 today. And that's not good enough. So that could... And Jokic couldn't hit anything from three. So that was if there was a game they needed to win, it was today.
Did they move the 3-point line back 2 feet before these playoffs? Because like, there's a lot of teams really struggling. Minnesota's been struggling last couple of games. Did better in game two, but Boston is 25 for 100 in two games. They are 25 for 100 shooting from three in two games. But yeah, Jokic, like you said, 0 for 10. from three, 8 of 25 overall. He had 20 points. But if you can get, if Jokic is going to have 20 points and he's the fourth leading scorer on the team, the Nuggets should be winning that game. And that's maybe what I would reevaluate here. Because I was going through the brackets last night and what I thought would happen. I think the Knicks, I think they are going to win at this point. Game three, I'm so excited for game three. I'm just so eager to see what it looks like, how it goes, how that crowd is. It's going to be nuts. I think the Cavs are going to be able to come back. I don't believe in Indiana. I've made that abundantly clear the last 2 weeks. But right now, the Pacers are leading the series. The Knicks are leading the series. Warriors, Timberwolves tied. And then the Nuggets are up on the Thunder. And the Thunder, their game one loss was very bad,
yes,
too. The strategy there, fouling up three, even with Jokic out, the whole thing, how it spiraled out of control, where you take, you know, you're watching the last minute of the game, and it looks like you know who the winner's going to be, and then that team loses. But with this game, with Jokic as bad as he was, even with a chance to win it at the end of regulation, with him as bad as he was, they've got another game at home, and they are, like, yes, they have fired their coach, and they fired their GM, and maybe it gives Jokic a little bit more ability to step up and be vocal. And you saw Russell Westbrook there in overtime being very vocal and a leader. There is something to be said about if it's going to come down to a margin, you would rather have a team that's been through it, that's battle-tested, than you would a team that is expected to be the next, you know, big thing. And that's where the Thunder are. They are not as battle-tested. They won 68 games in the regular season. That was very impressive. Almost got to 70. You know, we can do math. But the Nuggets have done it. They've been in these series. They just won a series that went seven. They've won the title. They fired their coach. I am glad, actually, that Jokic is being a little more vocal and, like, he'll take the clipboard. I like to see that because he cares about basketball, and I just want more people to see him caring about basketball because I'm so tired of this narrative that he doesn't. Of course he does. He cares about basketball. Oh, I have to go to a parade? Okay, that's funny. I think we're misinterpreting like how much he cares about basketball because he doesn't try in the All-Star game. Boo-hoo. So this, because of their championship pedigree, because now that there's been two games that have been close. Game one, the Nuggets stole. They won by two. Game three, a 9-point differential, but it went to overtime. And the Nuggets are winning those games. You know, the Thunder were able to put the pressure on and, you know, let some of their aggression out in game two. And maybe they turn around and do that again in game four. But, you know, whereas in game one, the Nuggets won and you thought, okay, I would put my left arm that the Thunder are going to win game two. I don't know now. I don't know that that's going to happen in game four because it's in Denver, first of all, and Denver is showing that they're not just going to go away. This team fired their coach a week before the playoffs. They're not just going to go away. So really interesting stuff tonight as they take a 2-1 series lead. Let's get to Brandon out in Chicago. We're talking Bill Belichick a little bit on and off throughout the night. What's up, Brandon?
Hi, I was once a judge at an interview contest. It was the dumbest endeavor I ever participated in.
You
want to
what? Repeat that. I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
I was a judge at an inner beauty contest once, and it was the dumbest endeavor I ever participated in.
You were a judge at a beauty contest?
Inner beauty contest. I'm sorry, it's a dumb joke.
How did that? What do they do? Like read poems?
It was a dumb attempt at a joke. I'm sorry. I should have kept it to myself.
Oh, I know. It's 2025. I thought that was a real thing.
No, I'm sorry. I wanted to comment on the Bill. That's a great way to look at it. If they were the same age, but I don't watch college football. I would go to a friend's house and ask to watch their TV. I would watch college football. I would want to see the whole dynamic. You know, I'd maybe see her with the headset during the game, or call a play, or I mean, I'm definitely intrigued. And I want to say hi to Robert from Annapolis. He's okay. he's one of my favorite contributors, almost as well as I like Barry from Boston. But that's all I think.
The new phone number has been tough for Barry. I think that's been he got through, but then now I haven't heard from him in a little bit.
Well, thank you for giving me a little time, and have a great weekend. Thank you.
Hey, your joke is fine, Brandon. Your joke is fine. I just didn't hear it right away. And then I thought that it was a real thing. In Arrested Development, there's an episode where they have a Miss Inner Beauty pageant with Maybe and Anne, her, was in it. So it did strike somewhat of a familiar chord to me. I got to do a rewatch of that series when I can find the time. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll come on back. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's the Bart Winkler Show. Alongside Alex Azar, Marco Belletti coming with an update in a few moments. We're going to talk a lot about the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs. Still a lot of good MLB action going on. The Milwaukee Brewers got screwed. I'll tell you what's happening in Milwaukee. They keep getting called for catcher interference. And, like, umpires are super hard on them. And I don't see it being called in a lot of other games. It's very weird. The Pirates won their first game after firing Derek Shelton. They went 3-2 against the Braves today. And the Dodgers, in a back-and-forth game with the Diamondbacks until the top of the ninth inning, and Shohei Ohtani was at the plate, two guys on. The score was 11-11. What do you think the score was after Shohei Ohtani was at the plate?
The 1-2 coming from Thompson. And Ohtani torches one, tosses the bat, and watches it fly! Shohei Ohtani breaks the tie with a three-run bomb because, of course,
Sportsnet LA. A lot of crowd cheering there. Folks, that was at Chase Field, not Dodger Stadium. So Dodgers fans making sure to get to Phoenix for this showdown as the Dodgers did beat the Diamondbacks 14-11. 888-710-4476. Alex is in Detroit. What's up with you, Alex?
Hey, Wink Dog. How you doing, man?
Oh, what's up?
Hey, I'm glad we're talking MLB. I just want to ask you a quick question. Who's the number one team according to the standings right now in the MLB?
In all of baseball?
Yes, sir.
No, it can't be. Is it your Tigers?
Yes, sir. And let me tell you how we're doing it. The heart of the lineup, Mr. Dylan Dingler, Mr. Trey Sweeney, Mr. Javier Baez. Who? The dogs are hungry in Detroit, baby. You see how we're coming.
Yeah, it's nice playing the Rockies, isn't it?
Oh, please, please. Look at our record against 500 teams. We got one of the best.
Look at the run differential.
One of the best in the league. This is the real deal. We got Javier Baez batting 314. Are you kidding me? Spencer Torkelson already beat his home run total for last season. The Torkelson. Are you kidding me? Kerry Carpenter, Riley Green. Hello. Is this team for real or what?
Hey, I will tell you that one of the two teams that was not able to that the Tigers did not have a series win against was the Astros and the Milwaukee Brewers.
We had a series win against the Astros last week. I'm not following you there. Two wins against the Astros. Hello.
No, they lost twice against the Astros.
I don't think so, Wink Dog. Why don't you check that?
Okay.
Anyways, one of the big series losses, we had the Dodgers at the start of the season, but that was a little bit of April magic for the LA losers. Listen to this. I've subscribed to the MLB app. I paid $160 for, MLB TV Yellow. I have to listen to commercials every other inning about
what's with all the yellow? Is that your thing? What's that?
Yellow. I have to listen to you. You were just doing it right before I picked up. Shohei Ohtani. Oh my gosh, another home run. Well, listen, folks, we don't care because the best team in the MLB is out of Detroit City, baby. Javier Baez, Riley Green, and Zach McKinstry. Yellow.
All right. Goodbye, Alex in Detroit. Good call. Spirited. 1:30 in the morning, Detroit time. Man, oh God, just a little too much for me. Look, I don't know. Sometimes is that its thing? Is the people know him? Seems like people might be a thing. Okay. Now to course correct a little bit, the Dodgers are 26-13. And the Tigers are 26-13. So they are tied for the best record in all of baseball, yellow. And the Astros did take 2 of 3 from the Tigers, winning at the end of April, 8-5, 6-4, and they lost one of the games to Detroit, yellow. Yeah, Detroit's good. I'm not saying they're not good. Just wanted to get a little love for my Brewers in there, who suck. Detroit with a 2-1 win today over the Texas Rangers. Now, there is a little bit of drama in baseball with Rafael Devers. So, Rafael Devers just does not want to play a different position. Was it third base that he didn't want to play earlier, or he didn't want to play second? He didn't want to move earlier. Yeah, he didn't want to play second. Or he just want to move when they signed Alec Bregman. So he didn't want to move. Okay, that's fine. And then they wanted to put him at first base because they've got some injuries now there. Via his interpreter, he says he does not agree with the Red Sox decision about his position. Devers was told, or at least what he's claiming is, that earlier in the season, the Red Sox told him, we want you to play DH and you're only going to have to play DH. So the owner is getting involved. Red Sox owner John Henry had to meet with Rafael Devers on Friday. He made a rare trip to meet the team on the road. He was also joined by Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow and Team President Sam Kennedy. So because of this, they had to fly to Kansas City to talk with Devers. Devers signed a 10-year, $313 million contract with Boston in 2023. The manager, Alex Cora, present as well. He expressed his feelings. John did the same thing. I think the most important thing is we're trying to accomplish something big here. Obviously, there's changes on the roster, situations that happen, and you have to adjust. Devers declined to comment when asked about the meeting with Henry. He was DH tonight and went 1-for-5 with an RBI ground out. They told me I was going to be playing this position. They're going back on their word. You heard that. I don't know. I guess, like, just play the position. This is the second time this has happened now where he didn't want to not play anywhere else. He wanted to play third or DH. Now he doesn't want to play first base, which is, of all the positions, that seems to be one that a lot of guys end up playing. Now, I hate first base, so I kind of get him on that one. I'm just thinking about any time I've played, like, softball or kickball. First base, man, you gotta catch all those balls that come over there. Otherwise, you know, if you throw it, it doesn't get over there. It's like, oh, well, you had to throw it all that way. First base, you gotta be responsible there. It's a tall order. But then again, a lot of people are able to quickly learn and play first base. Now, there's some skill to it. You got to dig the ball sometimes. You got to be able to stretch out. So I get it. I get not wanting to play first base. I suppose I do get not wanting to play first base. But I'm just a guy that doesn't... I haven't played organized baseball since I was 8. This guy's been in the field. Third, first... I think sometimes, at least growing up, I thought, well, what's the difference? They're in the field. Even like outfield. Yeah, there's a lot of difference between left field and right field. There is. I mean, you're still in the outfield and you catch the ball, but there is some level of difference between where on the field that you're situated. Even more pronounced when you're in the infield. I'm trying to think. Before I go either way on a hot take or just a take in general, before I give Bart's take on Rafael Devers. What if the Infinity Sports Network wanted me to play a different position? What if they wanted me to do a different time slot? Well, then I'd love to be asleep right now, maybe. It's Friday night. I'd love to be at a casino or something else. But you know, what if they wanted me to not host? It would still work, but we need you on tape. I don't know. I thought I was the host. But then again, if I was just playing a baseball game and making $30 million a year, if I was making $30 million a year, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Let's not get sick with it, but I do whatever you want me to do. I'm $30 million a year. I've been living pretty comfortably. It's a repetitive thing, and it's like at one point, if you're going to do this, maybe it shouldn't be so public, but maybe he thinks that's the only way to do it. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Red Sox did not get the win tonight. Royals beat them in 12 innings. Fun game. Also, the other game of note, because Carlos went to it, the Mets beat the Cubs 7-2. He's going to the whole series. He's a Cubs fan in New York. I hope they get swept. We'll get an update, and we'll come on back, wrap things up on our last show of the week. David Shepard will be right behind us for the next 4 hours for you. Right now, here's an update. It's Marco Belletti.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Show, I am Bart Winkler. Big night in the NHL. Florida could have gone down 3-0. Went to overtime. Got the dub. 5-4 win. So they are just down 2-1. We'll see. Winnipeg, they lost game one. Want to bounce back at home. They did. 4 goals, allowed 0. So good night in the NHL. NBA, the Cavs, dominant. Pacers came back a few times. Tyrese Halliburton, terrible. 4 points. Talked to the media. Nope. Ran away. Tatum, too. Tatum didn't talk either the other night. But there was a fire alarm. Did he pull it? I don't know. Tyrese didn't go to that level. He just, oh, talk tomorrow. And then Denver beat Oklahoma City. They're up 2-1. We'll hear from the locker room on that momentarily. And another busy night in baseball. Some late games just wrapping up. Yankees in Sacramento. Jason Dominguez with a 3-home-run game. And the Dodgers at Chase Field. Shohei with a go-ahead home run in the ninth. And they win 14-11. So how the standings are looking in Major League Baseball, the AL East, Yankees on top, Red Sox 3 back, Blue Jays, Rays, and Orioles are 14-23, and it's not going well for them at all. Now, they got a win today, but it's not going well for them at all. That was, I'll remind you, the team that I took to go to the World Series. Tigers atop the AL Central, atop the American League. They are tied for the best record in all of baseball. Guardians and Royals right behind. Twins and then the White Sox, not as bad as they were a year ago, but still bad, 11-28. Mariners, Astros, Athletics, Rangers, Angels in the West. Mariners 22-15. National League sees the Mets beating the Cubs today. They're atop the East, 25-14. Phillies 2.5 games behind, even though everybody in Philadelphia said the season was over when they lost the series to the Mets. Braves got off to that horrible start, and slowly but surely they're crawling their way back up at 18-20, Nationals and Marlins. Tight NL Central, Cubs are kind of coming back down to earth a little bit. They've lost 3 in a row. Cardinals have won 6 in a row. So the Cardinals are just 2 back, Brewers 3 back, Reds and then the Pirates, who we saw our first managerial firing of the year in Derek Shelton. They won today, though, 13-26. Dodgers, I mean, that West is great. Dodgers 26-13, Padres 24-13, Giants 24-15, Diamondbacks 20-19. That West is great. Don't look at the last one. That West is really good. Rockies 6-32. JT is in Atlanta at 888-710-4477. What's up, JT?
Hey, what's going on, Bart? Thanks for taking my call, man. That dude from Detroit, yeah, he was tripping. The first thing is he didn't, state the obvious correctly. They don't got the best record in baseball. Not alone they don't. As a Dodger fan, I felt offended. He called us the Los Angeles losers after we spanked them to start the season and have the identical record did. So obviously in a sports scenario, we have a tiebreaker, homeboy. So sit down somewhere. Like, let's be clear. This is why people have a problem with Detroit. You get over your skis, you get a little bit of, like, momentum, and all of a sudden you start smelling your own you-know-what. But the reality of it is, we'll see where you are in October. We'll see where you are in September, and then we can talk. But I just couldn't stand by and let him act like Detroit was winning anything. When have
it's
they
Detroit
won anything?
It's Detroit versus everybody. It's Detroit versus everybody.
Yeah, obviously. But get your facts right. He didn't know that they had lost against the Astros. He really thought that they had the best record by themselves. Called in with trivia that if you're going to play trivia games, you got to know the answer. You can't play trivia and not know the answer yourself. That's just ridiculous. So I just had to call in as a Dodger fan representing my boys in blue. Great game tonight. It was a roller coaster of a game. And he's asking, why do you play Shohei Ohtani all the time highlights? Because he's doing something all the time. You think you're playing highlights of him just sitting on the bench or just striking out? Nah, the reason why you hear Shohei highlights is because there's highlights to hear. Come on, my guy. You got to do better than that. Yellow. I'm out.
JT, thank you in Atlanta. Yeah, Shohei had a ninth inning home run. It was an 11-11 game. I was interested in the game. I was looking at the score. They were going back and forth, and it was 14-11. I go, I wonder what happened there in the ninth inning. Did Shohei hit a 3-run bomb? Yes, he did. And so we brought that to you. I mean, we could play a highlight. Man. Hey, soon, guys, you'll have AI to program the radio host to say whatever you want it to say. You'll say, give me a Bart Winkler that talks Detroit Tigers for 4 hours. And you'll be able to do it. So just hang on tight. We'll get there. Hang on tight. But for now, just enjoy the real thing with human error and all my flaws. You'll get your 4 hour Detroit Bart Tigers. And if you're not, if you want a Dodgers 4 hour Bart, you'll get that too. That's where AI is headed. That's where AI is headed. Did you like the show Friends? Would you like to see a new season? AI can perform it for you. Seinfeld, new show. ER, new show. Did you watch Home Alone but want the bad guys to win? Well, it was an ER where Harry and Marv, or an ER, an AI where Harry and Marv actually will kill Kevin. He will bite his finger off, and he will hit him with the shovel. AI can gonna do that for you. It's gonna be the destruction of everything. The Nuggets pulled off quite a feat tonight. Since 2000, there's been four teams that have been able to win the game after they get blown out by 40 points or more. The Rockets did it against the Lakers in 2009. The Celtics did it against the Cavs in 2017. Rockets did it against the Warriors in 2018. And then on Friday night, the Nuggets able to come back and beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, the game itself was a pretty back-and-forth game. Thunder, you know, whatever part of the game you looked at, the Thunder were up three. Most of the game, the Thunder were just kind of like chilling up three. And then the Nuggets were able to get that deficit closed and tie the game in the fourth quarter. Nikola Jokic had a shot to win the game, a three-point shot, but he missed it, as he also missed the other nine attempts he took from beyond the arc. So he struggled there, 20 points for him. But the rest of the Nuggets stepped up. 27 for Murray, 21 for Porter Jr., 22 for Aaron Gordon, who hit that big shot to at least tie the game. He's having a Robert Horry-type playoff run himself just in these playoffs. And where the Nuggets can get past the Thunder, even though I think the Thunder are better, are they better? The Nuggets, look, this is a crazy story. They fired their coach and GM a week before the season, knowing they were going to the playoffs. It's the chemistry, Jamal Murray says, which is really keeping the engine.
And hold each other accountable, because everybody knows it's coming from a good place. We're all trying to win. We're all trying to push each other to be better. We need everybody to be better, so don't take it personally. And I think we've done a great job of just having that mental note in our head of, we're all here together, and that was a great team win. Does everybody have each other's backs? Everybody on the string, sticking with it for 53 minutes. It's a good win.
That on the court afterward, you could probably guess that, courtesy of ESPN. Mark Daigneault, the coach of the Thunder. It was a little difficult for them, especially in overtime. They only scored 2 points in overtime, outscored 11-2. You know, he talked about facing that Nuggets defense.
Well, first of all, on a night where we didn't shoot the ball great, I thought we manufactured really well. You know, like we got offensive rebounds, we got stuff in transition. We were able to attack the paint, attack the rim. So that's what you have to do when you're not making a ton of jump shots. And we did that for much of the game.
Yeah, they shot 38% from the field. Denver shot 46. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 7 of 22. With just 18 points on the night. So Jokic and SGA, you know, they're looking at possibly winning an MVP. And they both kind of struggled tonight. I would like to see a year where we do give the MVP out after everything. I get that it's a regular season award, but there should be a factor of that. I think in these playoffs, Donovan Mitchell's stock has risen. I think, you know, SGA, I believe, is going to get the MVP award over Jokic. I wouldn't use that argument to say Jokic is deserving of it tonight. I mean, geez, Aaron Gordon could put himself in the conversation. Jalen Brunson, if we're talking about MVP, I would like to see a playoff, although they'd probably just give it to the finals MVP, gets playoff MVP, but that'd be fun. Or like in college, don't they do a all March Madness team or something? We could do like an all first team NBA playoff team. That'd be fun. Why don't we do that? The playoffs are 2.5 months. That's like almost half the regular season. Why don't we do more fun awards? Comeback player of the playoffs. Coach of the playoffs. I mean, we do an in-season tournament, for goodness sakes. We can give away awards for guys that succeed when it actually matters. That'll do it for us tonight. Thanks to Alex Azarm. Thanks to Marco Belletti. David Shepard coming up here on the Infinity Sports Network and on your Odyssey app. Get that on your phone. That's your weekend homework if you don't have it yet. Odyssey. We'll be back on Monday. Lots more to discuss in these playoffs, on the ice, on the court. I'm Bart Winkler.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.